Valley's country leader, New Camel at 107.9. It is Nina D. We're at Salt River Fields, hanging out with the baseball players and the team, and just like they've been so loving on us and so welcoming. And here's Gonzo. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Everything's great. How you doing?
I'm great.
A little chilly.
A little bit. But it's really, it's Arizona, so we could just love on it a little bit.
That's right.
How are you feeling? Like, what's life like right now?
Life is fantastic. It's the start of spring training,
yeah.
So it's great. This is where everything just really picks up now in the mm-hmm. Valley after the Waste Management Open.
Everyone's recovering. Uh-huh.
The NASCAR,
yeah.
And then now, you know, after Super Bowl, really, everything
yeah.
just kicks up, and now is spring training. So it's a huge economy boost for the mm-hmm. for the Valley. So many people come in here from all over the country to be a part of spring training and the start of the Major League Baseball season.
Okay, so I have a new co-host coming in. I'm here by myself, but I've been so jealous because you've been talking to other stations. And I'm like, they're having so much fun. But what would you tell somebody that hasn't ever been here or lived here? What can they expect? What's the beauty of Arizona?
The weather. I mean, everybody that's not from here, when they first get here, they go, oh, it's how do you live in
so
115
mm-hmm.
degree weather and things like that. But you really get used to it, mm-hmm. and it's much more pleasant when you can walk around in shorts and a T-shirt or just be comfortable all the time. And then when the snowstorms are, you know, in the West or, you know, in the Midwest and things like that, and up in Mass and all those places, and everybody's complaining about, you know, they can't get out and schools are canceled. We're enjoying life
yeah.
over here.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so I'm sitting down with Gonzo, and I got to just be completely honest with you. I've talked to you before, and here we are again. It freaks me out to be sitting with you because you're Luis Gonzalez. You know that, right? You know that's
yeah.
who you are, you know? It's kind of crazy. You're surprisingly normal.
I am. I try to be. Yeah, it's my wife and kids think I'm goofy most of the time, but you know what, for me, I've grown up with great values in my home mm-hmm. and with my parents and grandparents, and I've always been taught to be respectful to people and to treat people the way I want to be treated. And I you know, even when I was playing and I was at the top of my game,
yeah.
You know, one of the elite players in the league and stuff, I never took it for granted. I never, you know, would blow people off or just walk by, and, you know, because we're all human beings. And that's the way I knew I wasn't going to play this game forever. And when I was done playing, I wanted people to respect me for the person that I am, not because I was a baseball player that did something special that people wanted to do. And I know that's one of the things that made me feel confident when I was out there on the field. I knew I was playing a game that millions of people would love to be in my shoes, being out there playing on a major league team representing your state.
Yeah. Well, you do seem like that kind of person, but have you ever used the Gonzo card? Like, let's say, like, you wanted to park valet and they didn't have room for you. Do you know who I am? Have you ever?
Actually,
you could.
Well, actually, the other last week, I didn't use it in that particular way, but I have a brother who, him and I have the same birthday. We're 4 years apart.
Oh, okay.
I'm older than him by 4 years. I was sitting in the back seat. He's in the front seat, and we were going to Grand Canyon University for a baseball game. It was opening day at their new stadium, and we pull up. He rolls down the window, and my name is on the pass list for parking. And he rolls the window down, and they start, oh, hey, good to see you and everything. And I rolled down the back window because I was sitting right behind him, and I said, no, I am the guy that you really want to see, not him. And my brother didn't say anything. He was like taking it all in, you know.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I guess that's what brothers do,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I have one, and yes, that's what they do, especially younger ones. But you have kids. You have triplets.
Yes.
How are they doing? How's
They're
your family?
Doing fantastic. My son, you know, last year they graduated at Chaparral High School. My son is got drafted by the San Francisco Giants. He's in the minor league system. He had a great first year last year. He's looking forward to his first full season.
Wow.
And my girls live in Los Angeles. Alyssa, one of our girls, is screen acting, trying to get into movies. And then our other daughter is Megan. She is in fashion school at Fidham
yeah.
University over in downtown L.A., and they love it. They live together, and It's a lot of fun to go over there for a couple of days. My wife tends to go over there a little bit more just to, you know, just to check up on them and make sure everything's going good for them. But we love it. And we're very happy they're growing up fast.
It does go by fast.
Real fast.
Because I was thinking about how, was it 2001?
Mm-hmm.
That was your year. I mean, what was going through your head when you're running or when you're in that game? I mean, are you thinking about, I'm hungry? Are you thinking about, you know, what am I going to, what, where's my kids or, you know, or my family?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a crazy year the way it evolved. You know, I got traded here in 99 and then, to be in a World Series in 2001, the whole state of Arizona, the city, everybody just rallied around our team. It was so much fun. We had a great nucleus of guys. A lot of players were family guys. We had a ton of kids hanging around.
Yeah.
So it was a big group, one big family, really. And to be able to share winning Game 7 here in the state of Arizona in front of our fans, and to have the parade, and the parade seems like it was yesterday. So much fun to be a part of that. We're hoping that we can continue to grow here in our team and get back to that level, because we know how excited people get, and it brings people together.
It does.
And it's a joyful time, so we hope we can do that real soon.
All right, so it's a vibe, it's an energy. Do you feel it this year?
I do. I felt really good. Last year our team played very well.
Awesome, yeah.
You know, we got to the playoffs. Fell a little short, you know, ran into a buzzsaw with the Dodgers. They were playing very well. But, you know, we've made some moves. We've made some good changes here. And we're excited about the nucleus of guys that we have here and some of the new pickups that we have.
I have a funny question. Tim, this is my boss. Tim, come over here. I'm getting my boss over here. Tim, I think you might have met him
before.
Yeah,
I know Tim.
Oh, Tim, Gonzo.
What's
you know
up, buddy?
Each other.
Good to see you, man.
I wanted you to come over here because I'm going to ask this question. Did you think – I'm going to embarrass you a little bit. I'm just curious because – did you think that the Cubs would ever win a World Series? Did you think that was going to happen?
I didn't.
I actually played for them. I got traded to them in the middle of the 95 season, 95, 96. First of all, let me just say, it's one of the most exciting places to play and to be a part of that history of the Cubs. Not the lovable loser part of it, but just to be a part. And to say that you wore a Chicago Cubs uniform when I was there, Harry Carey was there. I played with Ryan Sandberg, was my teammate, Sean Dunstan, Mark Grace. I mean, some great players, Sammy Sosa. But to see them win a championship and the history, and to see the families, and then, the young kids that knew that their grandparents and everybody suffered through all those years, and the excitement, and to see that city the way it was pretty exciting to see that and to be a part of that in the past, part of their history.
Once a Cub, always a Cub, by the way.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Gonzo. I saw Tim, and I'm like, oh, come over here and say hi. Let's talk about the Cubs. We know you do. We know. Well, thank you, Gonzo, for everything that you do.
Thank you.